Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. Your host, Phil Turney, very proud USS Liberty survivor and very proud to have a good friend, true American hero, Gary Brummett, online with me today. And I'll tell you, it's not easy to recount or to go back to this subject. And I'll get further into that early or a little bit later. But Gary, you know, I wanted you to, if you would please, go ahead and read what you wanted to read. And we do have a caller on the line, another shipmate. But I would like that engineer's etho or engineer's log or engineer's, whatever you want to put it.
Okay. Well, it's called an engineer's lament. It'll take me a couple of minutes to read it, but I'll start right now if you like.
Please go ahead, Gary.
Okay. It says, now each of us from time to time has gazed upon the sea and watched the warships pulling out to keep this country free. And most of us have read the book or heard the lusty tale about the men who sailed these ships through lightning, wind, and hail. But there's a place within each ship that stories never reach, and there's a special breed of men that legends rarely teach. It's down below the waterline in a living hell, a hot metallic hell that sailors call the hole. It houses engines run by steam that make the shafts go round, a place of fire, noise, and heat that beat your spirits down, where boilers like a hellish heart with blood of angry steam are armored gods without remorse or nightmares in a dream, whose threat that from the fire's roar is like a living doubt at any minute would scorn, escape, and crush you out, where turbines scream like tortured souls alone and lost in hell. As ordered from above, they answer every bell. The men who keep the fires lit and make the engine run are strangers to the world of light, rarely see the sun. They have no time for man or God, no tolerance for fear. Their aspect pays no living thing the tribute of a tear. For there's not much that men can do that these men haven't done beneath the decks, deep in the hole, to make the engine run. In every hour of every day, they keep the watch in hell, for if the fires ever fail, the ship's a useless shell. When ships converge to have a war upon an angry sea, the men below just grimly smile at what their fate might be. They're locked below like men foredoomed who hear no battle cry. It's well assumed that if they're hit, the men below will die. There's not much difference down below that every war may bring, for threat of ugly, violent death down there is a common thing. For every day's of war down there when the gauges all read red, 1,200 pounds of heated steam can kill you mighty dead. So every man down in the hole has learned to hate so well that when you speak to them of fear, their laughter's heard in hell. The men below are fools who watch their spirits slowly die, who often can't remember how a cloud looks in the sky. So if you ever wrote their song or tried to tell their tale, the very words would make you hear a desperate spirit wail. As people, and people as a general rule, don't hear a dying soul, so little's heard about the place that sailors call the hole. But I can sing about this place and try to make you see the hopeless life of men down there, because one of them is me. And I've been down there for so long now that part of me has died, the part that lives
Gary,
on
Gary,
without
please a... hold your thought. I wish we could have had more time to get this completely out. Hold your thought, and we'll start a sentence before you got cut off. Okay, here we are on RBN. Support your sponsors, folks, and thank you for listening. We'll be right back. And don't go away, callers.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. all on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked the silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts on RBN. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. And thank God we are on the air with Gary Brummett. And Gary, please go ahead. I apologize for breaking up your testimony.
Well,
there.
I got seven of the eight paragraphs read. Now, this is the last one.
Okay.
And it says, I've been down there for so long now that part of me has died, the part that lives on without a fight to be a lost hope's guide. I've seen these sweat-soaked heroes fight in superheated air, but to keep the ship alive and right, though no one knows they're there. So when you see a ship pull out to meet a warlike foe, remember faintly, if you can, the men who sail below. Now, this, any engineer that was ever on a ship in any engineering division, so much of what is said here, all of it, is the absolute truth. I mean, it got to me when I read this thing, and I've read it numerous times. But, you know, it kind of describes the circumstances under which we worked. You know, I realized the CTs were below the water level. They were on the same level down in the ship as we were, but they were in air-conditioned spaces, and we were in somewhat heated spaces, let's say. So, it was kind of, we had different worlds on board the ship. Everybody did a great job, as far as that goes.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, Gary, and I agree. And, you know, that's part of the reason that it took me a while to get to know and figure out our job and what our job really was, is to make the CTs as comfortable as they could be in their working conditions. Of course, they had a different job than we did, and sometimes there was a little animosity there because they were always clean, we were always dirty. But we did our job, we did what we were supposed to do, and we did exactly what we were ordered to do to make sure the CTs could do their job, and to give all the credit to the CTs that stayed down below. 25 CTs were killed that day by not leaving their spaces. They could have run out of that ship like rats, and they didn't. And, you know, I give them all credit, as I do my brothers, my engineer brothers. And I'm so proud to be a part of the engineering community, especially then when it was hot and dirty. Now it's really clean, and they don't have to go through some of the things that we did. But we have a caller on the line, Gary, and let's go ahead and take Ron Kukul, former CT aboard the USS Liberty. Ron was in charge of body recovery and identification. He was a first-class petty officer at that time. And welcome aboard, Ron. Thank you for listening to Your Voice Counts.
Thanks, Phil. I want to take just a couple minutes. First of all, hi, Gary. It's good to talk to you. Haven't talked to you for a while. I want to make a couple of things really clear. As a CT, there was some animosity between us back then. But I got to tell you that without what you guys did, your abilities, your expertise, you're all a bunch of heroes in my mind. And I'm a CT, yep. And like I said, we were a little bit at odds, but today, I just want to tell you, Gary and Phil, that I know I wouldn't be here without you guys standing fast, doing what you needed to do down in that boiler room. And Phil, you were all over the ship. I know you were. I wouldn't be here probably talking tonight if you hadn't opened up the scuttle and let us guys out. I realized we probably could have opened it ourselves before the torpedo hit, but we did stay there. And my hat's off to both of you. I'm talking to you from little Thermopolis, Wyoming, from the safari room in the Days Inn. I wanted to make sure I got a chance to say hello to Gary and let you know how I, as a CT, feel about what you guys did that day. You are my heroes.
Well, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your kindness, Ron. I realized that, of course, this program tonight was, you know, to just mention a little bit about what the engineers went through. Everybody had a job, from the deck force keeping the deck cleaned and painted and what have you, and the engineers making things work and getting y'all where you needed to go to really do the mission of the ship. Because it took all of us to make it work. And regardless of any past animosities, it was one hell of a crew. And they sure as hell have got short-shafted by a worthless bunch of damn politicians. That's what
I gotta tell you, Gary. Yeah, I think things are changing, Gary. I don't know if Phil's talked with you at all, but I will be in the very near future, and I've already done one interview. The Wyoming governor is very interested in this story, wants me to circulate it, is going to allow me to travel the state of Wyoming telling this story, paid for by the state of Wyoming. This is not BS. It's straight from the horse's mouth. Things are changing, Gary. Take heart. These people that decided that Phil Turney is this and Phil Turney is that, while Phil has done more than anybody I know of, as far as helping keep the organization together, making the money we needed to keep to hold it together. I'm sorry that these people don't want to come on, because this is an important show and probably one of the most important. It's too bad it isn't out there where everybody could hear it, but we do the best we can. So I'm not going to hang on here too long. I know you guys got some things you want to talk about. But I just want you to know, Gary, and Phil already knows this, that I think someone is starting to listen, Gary. I really do.
I hope to hell so. I'd love to see something done before my expiration date. I'm not sure when the hell that'll be, but I would like to see this wrong. I don't think you can right the wrong, but you can at least tell the damn truth about what happened and quit covering it up 45 years after the fact. What is our government protecting?
Absolutely.
What is our government protecting?
Well, there seems to be a great interest.
I would not recommend to any young man or woman to join any branch of the service, and I'm patriotic American, but I sure as hell wouldn't want to see somebody's child killed and that family go through the same crap. You know, we went through it, but you got to multiply us by 100 because of the families, the relatives, the friends that also were affected by this, because to the man, this event affected every one of us, some of us more than others, and all of us in different ways. But it certainly it gives one a different perspective. It also gives you some damn nightmares I wish I could give to somebody.
Thanks, Gary, I agree with that 100%. 294 men aboard the Liberty, I think you could square that number, and you would probably find the amount of people that have been affected. There is anger in this great nation that I love and you love, because we have done some things that we really shouldn't have had to have done. I didn't enjoy recovering my own shipmates' bodies. I didn't enjoy it, I got to tell you. I fought it. I didn't want to do it. I asked the officer who ordered me to do it to let me out of it. He said, no, it's your duty, and so I did as I was told. You well know we were trained to follow orders no matter what the consequences. Well, we've done that. And, Gary, I'm not going to hang on here too long. There's just plenty to talk about. There might be some other callers, and I never like to interrupt other callers. So, Gary, God bless.
Ron. You're good to go. Talk as long as you want.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of just at a point, Phil. I'm going to take a chance here that Phil Turney's not going to jump all over my age, but I'm going to be 73 in October, and I'm going to tell this story like it is. And whoever's out there that wants to threaten me, you just have at it, because you're going to have to put me down. I'm not going nowhere. I haven't went anywhere for 45 years. And I would like to tell you what I really feel on this radio station, but I have a lot of respect for RBN and John Stadmiller, so I won't say it here. But come, bring it on. I'm ready for you. That's all I want to say, Phil.
Okay, well, hey, thank you, Ron, and thank you for what you're doing for the state of Wyoming and the United States of America, because it's so important what you're doing, going around to all these service groups, to people that in libraries, in churches, and I know you gave a testimony today that's going to be at the Library of Congress. So you're serving, and we continue to serve. What brings us together, guys? What brings us together 45-plus years after the fact to try to get this story out? Well, in my view is, I don't like anybody getting by with cold-blooded murder and putting a gun to my head, including Israel. So that's where I stand. Hear the music. We're going to go to another break. And then when we get back, and folks, stay tuned to RBN, Your Voice Counts. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. God bless you.
Hey, Phil, I want to interject one more thing after this.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you very much for hanging on to Your Voice Counts. Your host, Philip Turney, USS Liberty survivor, along with my two other survivors. Two good friends, very good friends and trusted friends. And Ron, I would never, ever, ever make fun of your age. Even though you're 40 years older than me, I would never do that. But it is it's a pleasure to hear you. To hear you talk and Gary talk. You know, you're 73, I'm 65. Gary's, I'm not going to tell you how old Gary is. But we're all in that age that all we're trying to do is just get the truth out. And that shows the courage and it shows the stamina of people that care about the United States of America. And I love both you guys dearly. Believe me, I do.
Phil, can you still hear me? Can you still hear me?
I can. I can.
Phil, let me interject just one more small thought. This is a small little thing so that people understand where we're coming from. I was at a reunion in Washington, D.C. many, many years ago with Admiral Thomas Moore. You were there. I'm not sure if Gary was there or not. But one of the finest people I have ever met in my life was a fine old Jewish gentleman who sat with me that night at the reunion, fretting and worrying that some other people would find out that he helped finance that reunion. Arthur's been gone for quite some time now, and I don't even think it would make any difference if his name was mentioned. But this fine man financed most of that reunion, and he worried about it all night long that something would happen to him, and he's gone now. God bless him. And I just want these people to know where we're coming from. We have Jewish people on this radio station. We've had great friends who are Jewish people, and I want the public to know that. Thanks, Phil.
You bet. You bet, Ron. God bless you. And again, we're not here to bash all the Jews, but I'll tell you what, I am going to bash the ones that try to put a gun to my head and pull the trigger, just as they did to Gary Brummett and the rest of the crew. They just didn't quite get the job done. We didn't fire a bullet at these people, not nothing, and we kicked their ever loving ass. They couldn't sink us, and they're still scratching their head over this. I just guarantee it.
They were incompetent.
Very incompetent. They only had 5 torpedoes and 14 airplanes and 850 rocket and cannon holes and 5,000 armored-piercing bullets and napalm. Yeah, they were very incompetent. I agree with you. Gary, we have another caller in Anthony in California. Anthony, are you aboard, sir?
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate your program, Phil. And to be very honest with you, it's a very powerful program today, as usual. But for some reason, it really hits home plate. My brother served in the Second World War. My other brother served in the Korean War, and I was drafted in the 60s. So I am an American. And what happened to the USS Liberty is outrageous, that this state of Israel and the legislators in Congress have not been able to put forth documentation to ease the pain of these Americans. It's just totally outrageous. We must keep up the fight however we can, in whatever bit that you can do. Just like this, what you're reading, the information that you were reading, Gary, maybe, and Phil, I'll send you an email finding out maybe there's some video that even, I'm sure there wasn't any videos during the attack, but prior to that, maybe I can see about referencing that with a video of what Gary was talking about, reading today. So, Israel, I mean, they call themselves a Jewish state. So if that's what they're calling themselves, then they have to take responsibility for being Jewish. Is that being rash or incoherent, or am I right?
Go ahead, Gary.
I'd have to say that was correct. I mean, eventually you've got to pay for what you've done.
Right.
And I keep thinking, sooner or later it's going to happen. They keep throwing out the smoke screens and the crap. You can go all the way back to when we sided with Saddam Hussein in Iraq against Iran. We didn't give a damn about either one of them.
Exactly.
We bled them. We bled both of them because that's what Israel wanted doing. Israel knocked out the Iraqis' nuclear ambitions, and they're so bad wanting to knock out whatever it is that Iran has. Not that I'm siding with Iranians or Iraqis, either one.
Hang on, Gary. Hang on, Anthony. We'll be right back in just a minute, folks. Remember, RBN, this is on Studio B. Support your sponsors. Real news, real talk, because you can't handle the truth. God bless you. See you in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages,
The collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip, is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That the ship will fall out to sea. There were too many errors and too much time wasted.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. Thanks for hanging on. We got a good run here, 16, 17 minutes at least. And I want to thank you, Anthony, for hanging on, and especially my special guest, Gary Brummett from the great state of Louisiana. I wanted to, is Anthony still there? We have another caller, or am I missing something?
You got another caller?
Oh, we do. Okay, thank you. Please bring her on. I think it was her. Or we don't. Okay, we do not. Anthony, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, Anthony, go ahead and finish up what you wanted to say, and I think Gary will reply to that. And I was going through my notes here, and I got confused. Please go ahead.
Well, I think Gary pretty much said what I was expecting from him. The fact is that tell it like it is, and don't jump under these connotations of anti-Semitism. First of all, you have to be Semite before you can be anti-Semitic, and the Palestinians are Semites. So if you're anti-Semitic, then you're anti-Palestine, Palestinians. So, you know, that they take that continuously and trying to introduce fear into us, but it doesn't work when you're an American. We have to stand up as Americans. Stand up how we were raised as Americans. And don't let all these people that are running our government from some other country and telling us how to perform as Americans. That's not how I was brought up as an American. How about you, Gary?
Not quite. I wasn't brought up that way either. You know, it's damn political correctness has gone way, 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 way too far in our country. You know, you call a spade, and this being polite and nice, I mean, that's all fine, well, and good, but let's tell the truth while we're doing it.
Exactly.
If the truth hurts, then maybe you're doing something you shouldn't do.
Well, you know, Gary and Anthony, both of you bring up excellent, excellent points. And I want to point to one thing. And this has been in my craw for a long, long time. Gary Brummett, myself, as well as the rest of the survivors, in the minute died that day, and then were wounded, and their families, how can they be called anti-Semitic? We didn't fire a bullet at these people. They pulled a sneak attack on us, by the way, with the go-ahead of the United States government. And then when we talk about it, the survivors or people that I've had on my show from CIA, FBI, on and on and on, NSA, Congressman, Adlai Stevenson, Senator, and they call the Liberty survivors malcontents, liars, and anti-Semites.
And now, conspiracy theorists.
Absolutely. Conspiracy theorists. You hit the nail right on the head, Gary.
And don't leave that out, because that's what I got labeled as by nice fellow with the BBC that I don't suppose it was because he was Jewish that he did that, but the bastard better be glad I couldn't reach across the ditch and get him.
Well, yeah, Gary, well, I tell you, you know, they've pulled that conspiracy theory baloney all the time, when in fact, if you look up the term conspiracy, it just means a scheme or a plot. So that could be a good scheme and a good plot. I mean, they've turned it around because of the mainstream media, not Republic Broadcasting, right? I mean, they've continually pound on the American people where they just don't hear anything else. And it's so sad. They're brain dead. They're it's not working. What do you think, Eric?
Well, I mean, we've the media. Let me back up, and I'll use an analogy or something that a friend told me. Dick Thompson was a dear friend of mine. He died.
I loved the guy. He was just the best.
The last reunion I went to in 2007, Dick and I had talked about this when I was at his home, I guess the first time we talked about it when I was down here in Florida with him. And he said that back in the late 60s, he was a dinner guest of Moshe Dayan.
Wow.
And he said, by our standards, the supper wouldn't have been considered very much. He said, but by their standards, it was a lavish meal. He said it was served by Dayan's only child, which was a daughter. And Dick said during the night and during the conversation, he said Dayan made a statement to him. He said at the time, really didn't mean nothing to him. He said it was years later before I realized what was going on. He said, if we Germans learned if we Jews learned anything from the Germans, it was whoever controls the media controls the mind.
Yeah.
And no truer words have ever been spoken. If you keep telling somebody something long enough, generationally, eventually,
yeah,
people are going to believe that, swamp muck is good to drink.
I wanted to mention one other thing, too. The Israeli courts today, I believe it was this morning I read it, has said that murder was okay in Israel, that you can murder people. Now, believe that or not, folks, it's a terrible, terrible thing to say, but it has been said that murder is okay. And I guess that would be murder against the Palestinians, Americans, Russians, Chinese, whoever got in their way. But anyway, Anthony, I want to thank you very much for your call. We have another caller on the line, James from Louisiana.
Okay.
And we're going to bring him up. But, hey, Anthony, would please send me that email that you talked about, please, and we'll go from there, all right?
Thank you, Gary, and thank you, Phil.
Thank you, sir.
Anthony.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got James. Are you on the air? Hello, James.
Louisiana, no problem. I know Gary's from Louisiana, so it's good to be on the air with him. It's an honor, and I wanted to thank him for that AFP article that he told you and I about a few months ago, the one that with Michelle Bachmann and the interview with Sidney McCain and all that. And he said that it was being circulated at the Constitutional Sheriff's Association in Vegas, and I thought that was great news. And you can actually find that article if you go to tinyurl.com/AFPUSSLiberty. But I also wanted to say that Dick Thompson had also told me that same story about Moshe Dayanek. He couldn't have been more spot on. He had driven out from Florida to Ventura, and we got together at the embassy suites where we were staying out there. And he said, yeah, he said, whoever controls the media, I know, and that's what they learned from the Germans. And I think that's exactly what's happening. And you keep on seeing this drumbeat for war with Iran now. I also wanted to give an update. I heard from Larry Tonjes, who courageously sailed to the site where the Liberty was attacked last year, and we set up that live broadcast for the memorial service with him. And he sent me back an email this morning, and he's off the coast of Spain, so I guess he got back on his boat after having stored it in Turkey after doing that memorial last year, and he's, I guess, making his way back to the States. But he was off the coast of Spain, and he's very concerned after the email that I'd sent him. And Phil, thanks for mentioning my ushijack.com blog, because I've got a post over there that has a link that talks about how Israel is probably going to pull the trigger on an attack on Iran 2 weeks before the upcoming presidential election to draw Obama into it. He'll be held over a barrel. He's done the most for Israel out of any president anyway, giving billions of dollars as U.S. cities and states go bankrupt. But he still is not the best of friends with Netanyahu. And, of course, we saw Mitt Romney go to Israel, and he was sitting there, you know, groveling to get the Jewish contributions there from the likes of Sheldon Adelson, who's paid millions to Gingrich and now wants to buy the election for Romney for Netanyahu. He's willing to spend $100 million. But anyway, that's very concerning, because that could draw us not only to a wider war in the region, but maybe the next world war. So if you get a chance, check that out at US Hijack. But there's one final note. I don't want to take up all the time here. It's an honor to be on with two Liberty survivors here who went through what you both did at the hands of Israel, covered up by our government. And as you know, I had the honor of confronting John McCain. Phil, I wish you were there a few weeks later when I had the same opportunity to stick Buck McCain. I was right by his car, but when I called you back, you weren't there. But I guess we just can't pull off two things like that. We were lucky to get McCain like we did. But anyway, I just want to close with this. There's a situation where the Venice Film Festival, I think I mentioned it last time I was on air, it just got underway in Venice, Italy. And they're actually going to screen that Valentino's Ghost that I'm in with the exchange with Lee Hamilton of the 9/11 Commission. And that's screening, I believe, on Tuesday or Wednesday. So at least that's something going for us. We're going to get out the truth as to why we were attacked on 9/11, U.S. support for Israel, of course. And they're going to screen the full version. PBS is now trying to pull back on that. They were going to air it next month, but they're going to delay it till January or February. And they want to, of course, take out the parts about AIPAC and my exchange with Lee Hamilton. But let's hope that this film can win an award at the Venice Film Festival, and perhaps we can put pressure on PBS to air the full version. I'll leave it at that. And, again, thanks for mentioning ushijack.com, Phil.
Okay, no problem. Gary, have you got any comments on James's Gary?
No, I have nothing, Phil.
Okay. I hear something in the background. I don't know what it is. Anyway, Gary, here we go into this election. What are your thoughts that are going to come up? What do you think is going to happen?
In the Middle East?
Well, with our elections in the United States of America, what do you, who do you think is going to win this darn thing?
I think it's either real close as hell or Romney's going to beat the crap out of Obama. And we're being misled again. I really can't tell you. I'll tell you something that I've thought about here lately. It's always been a puzzlement to me that for the life of me, I cannot understand it. When Bill Clinton left office and he and his little beautiful bride moved to New York, which people in Arkansas damn sure didn't want them back. But she goes to New York and she gets elected to as a U.S. Senator from up there. How did that happen? You know, they had a congressman that ran against her that was fairly well like little Italian. He didn't do nothing against her. But how do you go to a state that you're not from? I guess what I'm trying to ask or say or I'm wondering about, are all these elections already decided and are the voting machines, is this all rigged also?
Well, Gary, I'm still on the line.
Rigged?
Gary, I'm still on the line. If you want to weigh in on that, after Phil does, I can certainly do that.
Well, I just, you know, I'm kind of perplexed here. I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I think that the people that that got Clinton elected, no doubt, were pro-Zionist, and they knew that if they had a senator that was pro-Zionist, and let's figure it out, Clinton, President Clinton, and also Senator Clinton, now Secretary of State, has always been pro-Zionist, and she's not happy with Obama because he never went to Israel. And I've been told this by people in higher ups.
She's not going to be at the Democratic National Convention, they say. You know, just as a side note, to add something that I thought was hilarious today, I saw ex-Governor Huckabee on one of the major channels talking about that Wasserman Smith, or I can't think of her darn name. She's a pro-Israeli congresswoman. She's Jewish from Florida. And her and Huckabee, they are having a bit of a round of it. And I was kind of tickled by that, to see somebody actually take one of these people on.
Well, you know, I'm tickled about it, too. And you know, there's not many that do. But when you become immersed in a cesspool of deceitful, dishonest, corrupt, money-hungry people that all they care about is greed and power, and that seems to be the way our Congress is. And that all comes from our association with Israel. Now, we just, a couple weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, we had a bunch of congressmen, and they're supposed to be junior congressmen or just getting in, or they've been in for 2 years, getting naked in Israel and having a great time on the beaches. And what do you think they're doing to these guys? They're taping them. Of course, you know they are, Gary, and they can blackmail them.
It's like Bill Clinton told Monica Lewinsky, you know, we can't talk because I know they're listening. The president's talking to his paramour, and he doesn't even feel like he's got a secure line. So, yes, anything that any of those people would do, I'm sure that it's taped and recorded. I'm quite sure other people, probably you, they probably listen to you, too.
Well, I wouldn't think that. I wouldn't think that for a moment. They wouldn't listen to me or my radio show. I'm no threat to anybody. All I want to do is get the truth out, just like the rest of you guys. But yeah, they listen to me, Gary. Absolutely, they listen to me. I've been threatened with my wife in San Diego. They told me to shut up and shut up now. And you know, it is. You know, I've had my lug nuts loosened on my truck, not once, but twice. I get frequent phone calls, and, you know, so, but that's just part of the deal. But the fact of it is, Gary, as you and I both know, the truth is on our side, and the truth shall prevail. And all they are waiting for is you and I to die off and the rest of the survivors. Now,
Sully, are you still there? Just interject for a second.
Hang on. We got a break coming on. We'll be back in just a minute, folks. Remember, RBN. And support your sponsors, folks, please.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dolton.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to the last few minutes of the show, and I certainly want to thank our special guest, Gary Brummett, a very fine, honorable, brave, brave man that helped save our ship that day, June 8, 1967, and still hasn't quit. Gary was a very, very fine president of the USS Liberty Veterans Association, and did many, many things, and I appreciate that, Gary. And also, I want to say, if you want my book, go to What I Saw That Day, and just, you know, go to 888-698-8706, 888-698-8706, And Gary, I want to ask you, because we just have a few minutes left, and about your experience with the USS Liberty and how it's changed your life from A to B.
Well, you know, I sit here in Louisiana for 15 years. I had never forgot what happened. I thought about it every day. And I get a call from Stan White kind of out of the blue. And Stan had got my name and phone number from Mike Shaley, because Mike was really the only guy that I was always in touch with, you might say. And, you know, I always knew something was wrong with the story. I wasn't but 20 years old when it happened, but I was born at night. It just wasn't last night. And I never could put everything together. But, you know, after getting associated with the organization and looking myself, and all the, I'd like to say, wonderful people I met, the Dick Thompsons, Colonel Barrett Taylor, and did have the opportunity to Admiral Merlin starring, and many others, the stuff that these individuals had to say to me and told me, you know, Israel knew who in the hell they were attacking. I think elements of our own government knew who was attacking us. I think they actually the ones that set it up and green-lighted the whole damn deal, and I'll go to my grave believing that. But it changed my life to where I sure as hell do not trust government in any manner, fashion, shape, or form. I forget the term George Washington used in his farewell address. It was something like, government is like fire. It's a dangerous master. And that's not it, but it's something like that. I'm very leery of anything that my government says and does. I just am totally untrusting of them. And ma'am, can I make a kind of a say something? I don't know if Ron Kukla may still be listening or not, but you know, I like to run on a little bit of BS. I mean, if I'm going to cry, I want to laugh too. I was kept thinking, poor old Ron, 72 years old. Do you suppose he's taking his Viagra yet tonight so he don't roll out of bed?
You know what? That guy has got a supply of Viagra. It lasts him 6 months. Yeah, and he will not roll out of bed. I guarantee you that.
Well, I heard he hit his head and got hurt doing that, and so they give him a pill every night to keep him from rolling out of bed. I just didn't know if it was true or not.
No, it's true. It's a very true story, and only a few people know about that.
Well, I didn't want to start any rumors or nothing.
But, you know, Gary, it's been a pleasure, your wealth of information. And again, you know, outstanding president of the Liberty Veterans Association. But I will interject this, that, you know, sometimes the USS Liberty Veterans Association, in my view, are their own worst enemies.
Well, I have to agree. I hate to say it, but I have to agree with that. There's been too much internal turmoil, and things have happened and said that should not have happened, that should not have said, and there's always been a handful that wanted to control things, not me or you, but when we did try or say to do something, we caught hell for it. I've never been interested.